Why don't you pull up to the microphone there,
I'll be right with you, Ken.
My friend?
I'll be right with you.
You're the host of the show.
Give me 1 second, Ken.
This is the Matt Warwick theme song to the Fuzzy Glove Hour, which is a real coincidence because this is the Fuzzy Glove Hour. What are the chances? And now the host of the Fuzzy Glove Hour himself.
Thanks, Kenny.
Andy Breckman, man.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Okay.
You just missed, you know, the theme song.
Yeah. The foreplay.
Yeah.
The babbling.
Well, I was hoping we could do some of that now, actually.
Okay. So, you go first.
You never got me the foreplay for this week. Do you have it?
No.
We got to start printing out the foreplay before the show begins. That would help us out a lot.
I can't even remember what we did last week.
Last week...
Don't tell me. Don't remind me.
We did a disastrous fundraising show.
Oh, really?
We got one pledge, I think, during the entire show.
Oh, man. Oh, you're trying to raise money again.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't you cute?
It's the imaginary fundraiser.
Aren't you cute the way you always just grovel for
it's
money
the
from your listeners?
The October heck raiser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, geez, I forgot to sign in.
Groveling for money becomes you.
Thank you. Whenever I see, somebody panhandling on the street.
Yeah, you give them tips?
Oh, yeah, I always give them money.
Yeah, no, you should give them tips.
Yeah.
Hey, pal, listen to me. Do what I do.
Oh, those kinds of tips.
Start a radio station. You could do a lot better. You could, because it's all a matter of volume, son. What are you getting, $3 or $4 an hour here?
I think they could teach me a lot, to tell you the truth.
I'm sure they have.
You're right, they have.
This is the audio equivalent of squeegeeing someone's windshield.
I used
and
to get...
Holding a, and then they don't even hold out their hand, they just stare at you. That's it, that's it. That's what we're doing.
I used to give the squeegee guys a WFMU t-shirt to
wear.
Yeah,
really?
And a Ken Friedman mask. Before they would start their work day. I still have some pictures of them.
I always tip them, not with the money, but with life advice.
Yeah.
I would roll down my window and say, follow your heart.
That's better than the advice I was giving them. I have to admit.
Gosh, I'm funny.
I was telling them to pitch after every 3 songs. They didn't know what the hell I was talking about.
That's what you tell your DJs?
No. That's what I tell my squeegee men.
Oh, that's good, Ken.
Yeah.
You go, Ken. You go, girl.
Thank you. Hey, we got some good news this week.
Follow your heart. It's not fair how funny I am.
We got some good news that when we did the 30th anniversary show and Richard Thompson performed.
Yes.
He has agreed to allow his performance to be part of a 7-second delay premium in the future.
Oh, I see. So we're going to be gifting people DVD or digital copies of our big show.
Yeah, but that's next March. That's not right
now. Yeah, barely worth mentioning.
Yeah. Right now it's the imaginary fundraiser.
Oh man, we're going to raise money again?
It's the whole month. It's the whole October heck raiser month. Yeah.
What are you doing with all this money? May I suggest buying back that parking lot? Just whatever they want, buddy. Just pay them. I got to park somewhere. Would you consider that?
It's gone. It's
just go back humbly, hat in hand, embarrassed. This is awkward for me, guys.
We made a mistake.
We made a mistake. I sobered up. What do I have to do to get this land back?
The people we sold it to,
yeah,
they don't own it anymore.
They've sold it themselves?
They flipped it themselves.
How'd that make you feel?
Pretty lousy.
Yeah, you answer the question using the word chump. How'd that make you feel?
It made me feel like the in-law of a chump.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed the parking lot, man, that's for sure.
Yeah,
I had to drive around the block 4 times. Where do you park, Ken?
I park in the old folks' home across the street.
Oh, you have a special, you bought a space for yourself?
No, I just stole one of the senior citizen spots.
Yeah, because they're old, what can they do?
They don't remember the number of their spot. It's easy. You go into the parking lot, you find a senior citizen who's driving around looking for a parking spot, you stop them.
Yeah, you say, you don't live here.
You say, what number is your spot?
Yeah.
And they say, and then you say, you're in 24.
Son, no, you say, sir, you're in the wrong building. You're two blocks up. Send them away.
That's an even better idea.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to have sport with the elderly and the confused.
It is. Why is it so much fun?
You know, people don't appreciate how funny dementia is. I would say it's the funniest disease for at least a short period. There's a window.
Yeah.
Where it's very funny. People are very funny. And then as they get sicker, it's not quite as funny.
Right. So when they're at the point of having hallucinations and just like seeing little elves on their kitchen table.
But when they're remembering, But before that, with my mom, I had 5 or 6 months where, man, it was entertaining.
Well, tell me, what was so entertaining?
Well, like she would look at me and say, hey, I like that you're shaving your head. She would say. You've decided to start shaving your head. She thought forgot I went bald. She's just adorable.
Yeah, and when she says that, you have to play along, right? You can't say mama.
Oh, I got very indignant.
That's not what you're supposed to do.
I just stormed out of there.
No, with dementia patients, the idea is that it's like improv. It's yes and.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I tell people before they meet you. Don't argue with them. Agree with them. He's going to say some insane things. Don't even roll your eyes. Just nod your head and back away.
Wow. You tell that to people.
I do. First staff meeting, son, you better sit down. I got to go over the ground rule.
It explains everything.
It does.
Yeah.
You're going to be working? You're going to be volunteering at FMU?
Yes, and.
That's right. No matter what Ken says. Hey, so, wait, is my mic screwed up here?
No. Why? Why would you say
it? Sounds like I have a lisp, and it sounds like I'm chewing gum.
That's because you have a lisp, and you are chewing gum.
Oh, then the mic's working fine.
Yeah.
Hey, so tonight's show, I'm kind of looking forward to it. It kind of fits the mood I'm in.
Yeah.
Thank you for indulging me in this.
Ah, no problem.
I'm offering $100 cash. I can Venmo it or PayPal it.
Yep, either one.
I don't do it. My wife will do it from her account. But $100 prize, and you know I'm good for it.
Oh yeah, no, you always come through with your,
with my stupid,
with your debts. And,
yeah,
yeah.
I hate owing money.
Yeah.
And what's the prize for?
The prize is for the person who can stay on, who can hold your interest the longest. Let's put it that way.
Right. Just call and tell. What's the topic? Is kind of a broad topic. It's
your best vacation ever.
Right. Tell us about the best vacation you ever took. I guess you can embellish it if you want to, try to make it more interesting. But as soon as I start losing interest, I'm going to hit the buzzer. Do I have my buzzer here, son?
Yeah.
I call you son. What do I hit?
Try it.
Just tell me what to hit.
Hit number 3 up there.
Oh, hit this? Number 3 or number 4?
Number 4.
That means you've fallen off the bucking bronco.
Yeah.
This is really going to be, you know what the indoor record is for holding my interest?
What?
21 seconds.
Well, I'm not going to start the timer until people really start their story.
It was an Uber driver who was telling me his life story. He had been bit by a shark and struck by lightning in the same year, within 11 months of each other. Bit by a shark and struck by lightning.
Okay, so
he held my interest for 21 seconds.
Injuries. But
remarkable injuries.
Remarkable injuries. Okay,
that's always a good tip.
Work a remarkable injury into the story.
Celebrity gossip?
Celebrities, yes. Important to mention a celebrity in the very first sentence.
But there's $100 on the table.
And it can be a living or dead celebrity, right?
Whatever they want to try.
So it can be like, oh man, I went to Costa Rica and Norm Macdonald was staying at the same eco resort that I was at. That would be a good opening line, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'd give you a second line there.
And then I went surfing and was attacked by a shark. It doesn't have to be a true story, right?
But what does that have to do with Norm Macdonald?
Oh, well, that comes later. That comes.
I guess I would. You know what?
That comes in the third act.
How does this work? Wait, this is not working.
You hit the button.
Oh, you got it. You got to keep it on.
Yeah.
You got to keep me on there. You don't. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. All right. So we're ready for our first call. We have $100 up.
I think I would have gonged you on your story. Your little hypothetical story.
I was just spitballing. That wasn't a real story.
Because I would have sensed I was being played.
Yeah.
I would have sensed it wasn't even close to real.
Okay, how about this one?
Yeah.
I was staying at a hotel, and Alan Alda was staying at the same hotel as me.
Couldn't care less.
You know what? That was a true story.
Yeah, that doesn't make it more interesting.
I saw
Alan
Alda's Wi-Fi was showing up on my computer.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hack. I was trying to guess his password.
Yeah. I guess my standards are a little higher than most.
Yeah. Well, that's going to certainly welcome.
I was trying to guess Alan Alda's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's gonna welcome.
Did you not understand what I said? The record, the indoor record that you have to beat, 21 seconds. It was a man who had been bit by a shark.
Right.
And hit by lightning.
In the same day?
No, within 11 months.
Okay.
And that guy went 21 seconds. It's like riding a bucking bronco. It's like you're at the rodeo.
Well,
your success is measured by seconds.
Yeah, you're really raising the bar really high here. I think you're scaring away all the callers.
Well, that's my job. That's what I do. That's kind of my trademark move.
Here's a caller.
Well, why don't you give the phone number?
I did. I tried.
Go ahead.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey guys, how's it going? It's Kevin, the 20-year-old oil magnate with the 10-bedroom house from last week.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Yeah, you have a story that you want to tell Andy?
Yeah. So,
all right, hang on a second. Wait. I'm gonna tell you when to go so we can properly time you on your mark.
Okay. And just to remind you of the ground rules, the instant I'm the slightest bit bored, the instant my mind wanders, I'm buzzing you. But because you're going first, you will have you will at least for the moment be in first place and eligible for the $100 prize.
Ready, Kevin?
Works for me. Let's go.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, Andy. So there was this one time, my friend and I, it was, you know, spring break. So we're two young, strapping young men, you know, outgoing and having some fun. So we decide, you know, we're going to go spend a spring break down in Florida. So, you know, we think, well, where do you want to go? Do you want to go, you know, Fort Lauderdale? I want to go to Miami or whatever. So we're like, eh, you know, we'll just go down to Orlando, see what it's like, and we'll have some fun. So we get there, I think it was like 9 o'clock at night, something like that. And we get up from the airport, and our Uber is supposed to meet us there.
Uber. Sorry.
Kevin? You're the world record holder. That's the good news. You made it 34 seconds.
We better get some scrap paper going. Congratulations on that.
Crowd.
But, it is a tough crowd. Well, it's a tough world, Kevin.
To Kevin, that's the best anybody's ever done.
Landing at Orlando, calling an Uber. I'm telling you, to be honest, and I remind you, I'm the only honest radio personality left in North America. My mind wandered.
I couldn't help but wonder...
Yeah, Kevin, I think you could have gone longer if you had had a celebrity in there or an unusual injury or a possible crime, a mystery crime, something like that.
I'll take a piece of scrap paper. All right.
So, like, if Michael Jackson's ghost decides to, like, you know, do some karate on us, that would have helped out.
Yeah, you've been buzzed twice. Michael Jackson doesn't do it either. We're at 201-209-9368.
Good job, Kevin. You're the person to beat. 34 seconds.
Kevin is 34 seconds. We're looking for someone that could hold my interest longer than 34 seconds. The question is, the topic is, tell us about the best vacation you ever took.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you. You're on the air.
Wait, that guy?
This guy now.
Wait, oh, the other guy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, it's Pam.
Hi,
oh,
Pam. Hey, Pam.
Oh, this, hi there.
Oh, this is going to break my heart. Pam,
oh.
Pam, dig deep. Focus. You can do it.
Don't forget, Pam, celebrity, mystery crime, unusual injury,
or
money, lots of money.
Oh, or if you could work me into it.
Yeah, yeah, work Andy into it.
201-209-9368. That's our number. Okay, Pam, you're...
Are you already telling the number because you already moved on to the next person?
Psychically, he has, yeah.
No,
great. Why don't you just ring the buzzer now?
Okay, thanks for calling.
No!
Oh, I see. You're being ironic.
Okay, Pam, I'm going to say on your mark, get set, go, and then you start to tell your story. Ready? On your mark, get set, go.
When I lived in Zimbabwe volunteering at a school, I had a month-long vacation, and we decided to take a trip along from Zimbabwe to Mozambique, Malawi, Tanzania, and Kenya. And we got the last truck convoy out of Zimbabwe through Mozambique. And these needed to convoy because at the time there was a war going on and there might have been landmines and people attacking the trucks. And we went along and they accidentally dropped food and we almost killed a couple people gathering food on the side of the road, but we made it into Malawi and
I've never been to Malawi. Never met anyone from Malawi.
Pam, you're the world record holder. 40 seconds.
I'm sorry that guy died, I guess, but I just, my mind wandered.
But I didn't get to the point where I...
Yeah, maybe you should have leapfrogged over a few points.
I'll have to try again.
Yeah, someday.
I didn't get to the point where I got second-degree burns on my hands, or I had to go to a hospital in the middle of Africa.
That would have been too bad for you, but I would have sat there saying, what about me?
True.
Okay, but thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, I'm crying now.
Well, thanks, Pam.
Don't
you're in the lead.
What was her number?
40 seconds.
40 seconds.
Very good. I mean, that's double of that lame Uber driver with the shark attack.
Shark attack and hit by lightning.
Well, whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah.
Man, your standards are pretty high. 201-209-9368. You know what? If that really does bore you, it makes me want to listen to your Wednesday morning show. I'll bet it's fascinating.
Oh, you missed it. Oh, this morning was a good one.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. If... Anybody who's bored by the shark attack / lightning hit, they've got to do a great show every Wednesday. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, what name should I give? Should I give my Caribbean name or my American name?
Your cursive name.
My cursive name, right.
Yeah.
Lawrence is my cursive name.
Okay, Lawrence. It's Lawrence, Andy.
Okay, how are you doing, Lawrence? Good luck. You're climbing onto the Bucking Bronco.
I can tell you how I had drinks with Liam Neeson.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Drinks with Liam Neeson.
And work in a possible crime while you're having
Okay, here we go. Has the clock started?
Okay, Lawrence, on your mark, get set, go.
Drinks
All right, we used to vacation back in Anguilla before the movie producers like Andy used to go there. And they had no traffic lights. And actually, now they made it up to 8, and then they dropped a couple from a hurricane. In any case, we still managed to scrape together enough money to go there a couple of times. And we were at a resort, and in fact, that's the resort that they wrote about me in. And they wrote me up actually in Travel and Leisure at the time I was there. So in any case, I tried.
Sorry,
Lawrence, you were doing fine until you got into the whole journalism angle.
Yeah, until you started.
He's gone.
Pimping your own Travel and Leisure profile.
Yeah, he only hit 33 seconds.
Yeah.
So Pam's still in the lead.
My subscription to Travel and Leisure ran out, so I never read the profile of Lawrence.
Oh, I read it.
Yeah, fascinating.
No, it put me to sleep.
You had your own buzzer.
Yeah,
going.
No, in the middle of the night when I wake up and I can't sleep. That's the article I turn to.
Yeah, they use it in a lot of hospitals now for instead when they run out of anesthesia.
Yeah, they tell you never read anything interesting. Always read Travel and Leisure. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi. I was in New Orleans.
Wait, what's your name? What's your name? Hang on.
Whoa, son, hold your horses. Whoa, he's like at the starting gate. His horse is just raring to go.
What's your name?
Casey.
Casey, okay.
Okay, Casey.
I'm gonna give you on your markets. Casey, hang on.
Hang on, Casey. Now remember, I'm awfully hard to please.
I noticed that the WWOZ.
Yeah, hang on, Casey. Hold your horses. I'm going to say on your markets that go.
He can't wait to go.
Casey, hang on. Casey, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay. All right. So I was in New Orleans a couple years ago having my beignets and chicory coffee at the Central Market.
Nice.
And I noticed that WWOZ Studios, the community radio down in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, by the French Market. Yeah.
And I had heard you talk about how important that was during the Katrina thing.
Oh, for the love of God. Oh, for the love of God.
Several years ago.
That buzzer was a public service. You're welcome, America.
I'm sorry, Casey.
201-209-9368.
Pam is still the number to beat. 40 seconds. Pam kept Andy's interest.
I'd love to send Pam $100.
For 40 seconds.
I'd love to send that babe $100. She could buy herself a pretty hat.
And whoever can hold Andy's attention the longest on the story of your best vacation ever comes away tonight with $100.
All you got to do is keep my interest for 40 seconds. Man, talk about some radio station in post-Katrina New Orleans.
Well, you know, Pam's story had militias and gangs and convoys going across.
And she didn't even get to the second degree burns.
Yeah.
You know what's good for second-degree burns, by the way?
What?
A pretty hat.
I don't think so.
Yeah, to keep the sun off your face. Yeah. It's going to be perfect. If I can get her $100.
I think you could really do better with aloe or something rather than a pretty hat. Hi, you're on the air.
Don't get me started.
Hey, how's it going? It's Moses.
Hey, Moses.
I got a story about a...
Hey,
hold on,
Moses.
Wait,
hang on, Moses.
Hang on, Moses. You got to love his enthusiasm.
Okay, Moses, I'm going to give you a count, and then you're going to start.
Good luck,
story.
Moses. Now you understand. 40 seconds is the 40 seconds is the indoor record as of this moment.
We got the money shot in this one.
Are you ready, Moses?
We're gonna make it.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
Okay, so me and my friend Fabian, we were on a double date. We had these two beautiful girls on our date, right?
Wow.
This is how you do it, Ken.
And we're in this little tiny Honda CRX, little tiny car.
Oh, that's a small car.
We have just done the movie and dinner, so we're taking these girls back. We start, you know, we get off the freeway, and we start taking the little side streets. And right there in the middle of the road were these two dogs. And I'm not going to say what they were doing, but they looked like they were trying to hop over each other. And we just died. Like, we could not stop laughing, but it wasn't just that they were doing that. They were...
Yeah. Moses.
Watching dogs doing it. I can't. That's not for me.
You were going in a great direction until the dogs were humping.
Yeah, we love the double date.
Half an hour later, the dogs are still stuck.
Okay, Moses.
The dogs are still stuck.
See, you didn't let him get to that.
Well, that's his own fault.
Yeah, it's true.
That's his own fault.
That's true.
Yeah.
The story ended when they were just sitting in the middle of the street watching dogs humping, and they were too embarrassed to say what was really happening.
If this was a movie screenplay, you'd begin with the dog stuck, and then you'd say 4 hours earlier, and then you'd cut to the double date.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, start with the money shot, and then back up.
Well, you got to learn how to tell a story, kids.
Just an idea.
201-209-9368. There's $100 on the table.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, Ken.
Hey, who's this?
Andy. Yeah, this is listener Paul from the Rose City.
Hey, Paul.
And just remind me what the Rose City is.
I, of course, know what the Rose City is, but remind Andy.
Well, Madison is called the Rose City.
You got it, Andy.
I don't know why Madison is. I think somebody like 85, maybe 90 years ago, had a rose.
Madison, Wisconsin?
No, Madison, New Jersey.
No, actually, there were numerous greenhouses.
Yes, that's true. There were numerous greenhouses
years ago, and they're all gone now.
That's true. They're not quite all gone. You can still find, at least in my backyard, shards of glass from
all the greenhouses.
Yeah, where the greenhouses were. It's true. Most houses had greenhouses.
You must live on Greenhouse Lane.
Yes, I live on Greenhouse Lane.
No, Andy lives on Vinton.
Andy doesn't remember where he lives. Isn't that funny?
No, it's on Vinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll write it down for you before you leave tonight.
Oh, no.
All right. Oh, so what's your name again?
My name is Paul.
Paul, okay. Are you ready? I'm going to say on your mark, get set, go, and then you tell your story.
I will do.
Okay. And, you know, jump to the money shot and then have a flashback. That might work. On your mark, get set, go.
My brother and I were returning from Carnegie Hall to the parking garage, and we walked in, and the attendant was standing there, and there was a man and an elderly woman there. We walked up. It turned out it was Charles Carrault and his 93-year-old mother, and they were extremely...
Charles Carrault and his mother?
Yeah.
Life is very short, Ken. I mean, maybe you have more than one life that you can waste time listening to Charles Carrault and his mother's story.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear the rest of it?
Nah. That's all right. I'll pass.
Sorry, Paul.
But thanks for calling, Paul.
18 seconds. That means Pam is still the woman to beat. Pam held Andy's attention for 40 seconds.
If you were sitting on a plane next to a stranger and they said, let me tell you a story about Charles Carrault and his mother.
Yeah.
Here's what you would say.
No, I'd run into the bathroom.
Yeah. Here's what you, sir, I'm in the middle of reading this book. I really don't have time. Or I would say, I don't speak English. And then they would say, but you're speaking English now. And I would say, I can speak it, but I can't understand it when other people talk. And they would say, but you're speaking it so fluently. And I would say, this conversation is over, sir. That's how that would go.
You would memorize all those phrases?
I don't know. I would do anything to get out of that conversation. Okay, we're at 40 seconds is the time to beat. There's $100 on the table. You have to hold my interest for more than 40 seconds. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to tell Andy about the time Tony Shalhoub rented out my
Uncle hang Paul. On a second. Hang on a second. What's your name?
James.
James, on your mark, get set, go.
All right, so I wanted to tell you about the time Tony Shalhoub rented out my uncle's house. My uncle has a beautiful house in Laguna Beach, and I was with him, and he rents his house out to make money to take his family on vacation. So we were going to go down to Mexico, and he has five kids, so we all brought everything into a grocery bag and took the car into the car, and then...
What was the problem?
Well, I would have stuck with it, but I know Tony Shalhoub. He does not have five kids.
Uncle has five kids. Not Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I misunderstood.
That's okay. Your mind wandered.
But you made it 19 seconds.
And I have to say...
Not bad.
I have to say you were a little sloppy with your pronouns, and I... Did you think he meant Tony Shalhoub and five kids?
Hell no.
Oh, you understood?
Yeah, no.
Well, I guess it was a clarity little problem. With,
yeah. You should focus on the words that they're saying.
Yes, in hindsight, that would be fair to
them.
Yeah. All right, I have to say, I'm sorry, but the buzzer cannot be retracted.
No, it cannot.
It's like a call on the playing field. You have to really, really have to be egregious to overrule it. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Are you ready with your story?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm ready.
On your mark.
Good luck, Julie. 40 seconds.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, so I was in Paris. And a friend of mine wanted to go to a fancy club that night. So I had nothing to wear. We went there, and the bouncer opened the door just a crack. It was just a black door with nothing else on there. He opened the door just a crack and looked out and slammed the door shut because obviously we didn't look nice enough. And then at that moment, we were giving up, and a girl came running out, one of my friend's friends, and she was bleeding. And she's laying on the pavement, and she's like, come on, let's go. And she grabbed me and my friend, and we went inside. And my friend was like, this is a man that you should hang out with. And she's like, sit on this man's lap all night, and he'll feed you champagne. So I was being fed champagne all night. And then my friend left without me. She went home with some model, I don't know. And I went up to Leonardo DiCaprio, and I was like, good job, Leo. You're doing a great job being you. Oh, my God. You're awesome. This is amazing. And he's like, thanks, baby. You're doing, how are you? And I was like, I'm great.
Wow.
She rode that Bronco.
Julie, you did great. You're winning.
That,
had,
It had a little bit of everything. Yay. It had wardrobe insecurity. It had
body image issues.
Body image issues. It had friends that have mysterious injuries.
Yeah, bleeding.
It had strange, creepy men whose lap you're sitting.
Yeah, there was lap dancing happening.
And then she drops a name, Leonardo DiCaprio, a name I've heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. He was partying with us.
He was partying.
Julie, you made it 66 seconds. Yeah. That's the new number to meet. All right,
okay,
Julie, if you win at the end of the show, you have to email me at ken@wfmu.org, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, congratulations, Julie.
Oh, my heart. If Pam was here, I'd give her a big hug. A big COVID-safe hug.
I think you're more reluctant to bang the gong on women than you are on men.
I guess that's how I've been trained.
Just a theory of mine.
I've been married to Beth for 18 years.
Yeah.
She's taken the gong away. She hid my gong at the house.
Oh, is that why you have an air horn?
I can't find it. I can no longer gong her when my interest wanders.
Well, I know where your gong is, but I promised her I wouldn't tell. So the air horn's good. Hi, you're on the air.
I had to bring my air horn.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. Are you ready with your story?
Hold on, wait.
Sasha, the number to meet is 66 seconds.
All right,
tell me when to go.
That's north of a minute. That's a pretty high mark. Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
Yeah, so I have a story about meeting Mark Zuckerberg, sort of. So I had to go to a conference. I went on like a conference/vacation trip to California a couple of years ago. At this conference, Mark Zuckerberg was going to be talking. And it turns out that if you want to be front and center at Mark and Zuckerberg's speech, you only have to show up like 15 minutes early. So me and all my friends were front and center at Mark Zuckerberg's speech. And damn it.
Wow, man, you're tough. You are tough.
That's not being tough. How I got a good seat at the Mark Zuckerberg lecture.
It's going to build up.
It's all right. I'll have to miss the
Sasha, I'm sorry. He's a tough audience.
Yeah, this is a tough room. 201-209-9368. Welcome to the only honest DJ in America. I'll tell you when I'm derailed mentally.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your name?
Richard.
Hey, Richard, you love the show.
Okay, Richard, I'm gonna give you on your mark, get set, go, and then you start your story. On your mark, get set, and go.
Okay, so here I am. I'm going into the States from Canada. Not paying attention. I just want to get down to the States. We're going on vacation, me and the dog. Anyway, get to the border. Customs guy goes, blah, 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 tell me everything. Tells me, don't go. I heard go. So I just left. Couple of minutes later, I see a bunch of lights behind me, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pull over, but I'm kind of in the way with the truck that I'm passing, and my turnoff's right over probably about a mile down the road. So I speed up.
Oh, Andy, I wanted to find out what happened.
What could have happened? What do you think might have happened? Somebody was shot?
No, somebody
he was pulled over and questioned for a little while.
They arrested him and
so yeah, for an hour.
Then they pulled me out of the car like really toughly.
Yeah.
It was tough.
That's all right. Yeah.
They might have sodomized
anyway.
him,
yeah,
in the holding cell or
yeah.
something. Well, Richard, I'm sorry, Richard.
Not exactly Bonnie and Clyde. He said don't go. I heard him say go. It's not exactly Al Capone.
Well, he did pretty good. He hit 36 seconds.
Yeah.
That's better than your lame Uber driver.
Hey.
The guy with the shark attack.
And?
And the fire or a flood.
Yeah, you didn't even listen to me. My best story.
Lava.
My best story made no impression on you. You're the one whose standards are sky high.
Let's see. He was the victim of a shark.
I only said it eight times.
Shark attack.
Oh, go to hell. Please go to hell.
Pyroclastic flow.
I'll see you in hell. Save me a seat in hell.
All right, I will.
Save me an aisle seat.
That I can't do. Sorry.
Just put your hat on the aisle seat.
No, I got a center seat in hell for you. Don't worry. It's going to be fine.
Like that guy in the Mark Zuckerberg lecture. you know the secret of getting a good seat with Mark Zuckerberg?
What is it?
Getting there 15 minutes early.
Do you know that Facebook is going to change their name?
They are?
Tomorrow or the next day.
To what?
I don't know. Goat face, maybe? The name Facebook has become tainted.
Oh, man, I hope they don't take Like It or Lump It.
Oh, no.
Because I want that one for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I hope they do take?
What?
Fuzzy Glove. Man, we've got ourselves a lawsuit, baby.
Fuzzy Glove Book.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching. Andy and Ken.
Oh, I hope he calls it Fuzzy Glove Book.
I wonder what the odds are. I wonder what the out-of-state odds are of Facebook becoming Fuzzy Glove Book.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling. Hi. 201-209-9368.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Oh, okay, Kim. Kim, the record to beat?
66 seconds.
Is a little over, a little north of a minute.
Okay, Kim, here we go. On your mark.
Julie had Leonardo DiCaprio. Does your story have Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, it has Charo.
Oh, well, then you're... Well, okay. Good.
The Coochie Coochie Woman.
Here's what I say to stories about Charo. Good luck.
I love Charo.
Good luck. Well, then you might be more responsive.
She's an amazing guitar player also.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah.
Okay.
The Coochie Coochie Woman.
Here we go, Ken.
Yeah, Ken and I used to just run home from school to watch Merv Griffin. Every weeknight, me and Ken would fight over the best beanbag in front of the TV. Maybe Charo will be on tonight.
You always took the one that didn't have a tear in it.
That was our childhood.
By the end of that autumn, there was nothing left of my beanbag chair.
Sweet memories. Me and Ken, 7 years old, watching Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Okay, here we go.
Here you go,
good luck,
Kim.
Kim.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, so it's 1980, I'm 15 years old, and I'm headed up for a family vacation to a free cabin on Lake Ontario in beautiful Pulaski, New York. We have a red VW van. I'm crushed in there next to a potbelly stove, and my two sisters are shoved in amongst some other boxes. See, my dad's a junk dealer, and everywhere we go, the car is always filled with junk, and we're crushed in there. So anyway, we get up there to the house. We walk down to the beach, and what do you know? Oh, there's a nuclear power plant. Lovely. There's dead fish all over the beach. My mom decides I'm going to make the best of it. She suns herself, gets a huge blister on her face almost immediately. It's horrible.
Oh, come on, man. Charo didn't even show up.
That was a strategic error, I think.
Oh.
I think you have to lead with Charo.
Oh, Kim.
Or the denouement of the story.
Yeah,
well, I know, but you know, the nuclear meltdown could be of interest.
Well, it's too late for you, Kim, but for people who follow you, you lead with Charo and then you have a flashback to what happened before.
You lead with Charo and then you bury the nuclear meltdown part of the story.
Why bury that? That got my interest.
Well, there's so much more.
Well, I can say is maybe someday we'll be seated next to each other on a Greyhound bus. And you'll have a chance. You'll have a chance to tell me the rest. Thanks so much for calling,
Kim. I think you did great. You hit 47 seconds, which might be second place. I don't think Kim has anything to be ashamed about.
No. If Julie can't fulfill her duties as the most interesting listener, you are just a heartbeat away, Kim.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
My vacation story.
Yeah, what's your name?
John.
Okay, John, on your mark.
Wait, hold on, John. Hold on, I have to write your name.
You did already.
Hold on, and now I'm writing a little arrow where I'm going to put your score.
You had already written.
Hold on, Ken. You're confusing me. Yeah. John, you love the show?
I love the show.
Oh,
I
that means
to listen every day.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, yep, it does.
Well,
I guess it means more to you than it does to me.
Yeah, it doesn't mean much to me. Okay, here we go,
okay,
John.
Okay, John, on your mark, get set, and go.
Okay, I'm 22 years old, 1985, Bora Bora Club Med. And I'm going down there. I'm expecting these beautiful Tahitian women, beautiful ladies at the Club Med. When I get there, it's all married couples
and
the big Tahitian mamas. But the next day, this beautiful German model comes in. But she's with a guy, like 60 years old. She's like 22, like me. All the married guys when I was on the trip are like, oh, John, you got to talk to her. And at dinner, the guy doesn't show up. We find out it's her boyfriend, not her dad. So at dinner, talking to her, and the boyfriend shows up. Okay. But she was looking at me. I knew something was going to happen. The next day, the guy's going to teach me American guys how to water ski. Who comes off the boat with water skiing with the vest on? Gerda, the German young lady I was talking to. They're standing at me. I'm getting nervous. I talk to her. She unzips her top.
Oh, man. Okay. You made it almost to a minute there, John.
I guess that when she was taking her top
off. Yeah, I mean.
She unzipped her top.
Gerda, yeah.
Unzipping her top on the radio doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, Gerda should have zipped.
She unzipped her top.
Well, she was going water skiing, so of course she was going to unzip her top. Yeah. Thank you, John.
So she was topless.
You're in second place.
I can see why.
Oh, topless.
Yeah.
Top, I see.
That's almost a working.
I see.
As an absolute perfect example of you had to be there.
I didn't know where he was going with unzipping her top. He was heading to topless. He should have led with that.
No, that wouldn't have helped. We're on the radio.
It was Gerda.
How old are you? 12?
It was Gerda, the German supermodel.
She unzipped her top.
Gerda!
Yeah. Hey, after the show, let's go behind the studio and read Playboys. Maybe we'll see women without tops on.
She's a one-named model. That means she's really big.
Wait, who's winning?
66 seconds is winning.
Oh, Julie.
Julie. Yeah, Julie.
And then Pam is in second place.
Yep, and the phone number is 201-209-9368. We had a full switchboard before, but now there's room to get through. And we have 15 minutes to go.
Wait, hold on.
Somebody's going to win $100. Right now, Julie's in the lead with 66 seconds.
Do you think I'm being too tough?
No.
Yeah. I got to carry this little klaxon bell around with me all day.
Yeah, I know. You love it.
I do.
Yeah.
Everybody should have one.
Should tell Beth, never give you your gong back.
Everyone, I believe, has a mental gong that they're ringing all the time. I'm bored. Hurry up. Get to the point. How do I get out of here? I'm going to pretend my phone's vibrating. How do I get out of this? Isn't that all day? Come on, honestly.
Not all day.
I mean, if you're not hearing a Charo story.
No guitar playing from Charo either? Nothing?
I think I met Charo, too.
No Charo action at all? Did you really meet Charo?
I did. Oh, she did a little walk-on, a little jokey walk-on on a Hulu comedy special that I was writing.
Yeah?
I ended up in a car with her in a limousine.
Wow.
I can't remember anything.
Did she have her guitar with her?
I don't remember. I don't think so. This was pretty recently. She was 104 years old.
Oh, recently. Okay. Was that Joey Heatherden's birthday party?
Hey, we don't joke about Joey Heatherden in this house.
I'm sorry. I take it back. Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Hello, maybe you're on the air.
What are the odds of her listening?
Junior. Hey, Junior. Hang on a second, Junior.
I have to write your name.
Andy has to write down your name, and then he has to write an arrow over to the
Do we know who Junior is?
No.
But he said it as if he was an old friend.
Well, it's Junior.
We were in India.
I guess he's starting.
Yeah. Okay, Junior, on your mark, get set, go.
So we're in India.
Don't care about India. He's in a hole already.
Spending my honeymoon there.
Honeymoon,
and
maybe.
We're in a rickshaw.
Yeah.
And I get off the rickshaw, and they're in the middle of the road. Are these two dogs? They're stuck with each other, and they're just looking at each other.
Thank you.
Yeah. Should we make a sort of a policy statement that dogs stuck together are just not going to do it?
Yeah, for this evening.
Unless it's three dogs somehow stuck together. Now that's a story.
Like a three-way.
That's a story. Yeah.
Okay.
Although you'd want to see film of the event, wouldn't you?
A canine three-way, it's a good way to start a story.
Yeah.
Then jump to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. How do I get a video to go viral? That's how you begin.
Then you jump to the mystery bloody body.
Yeah, man, if you could weave all that into a three-minute tapestry, you've got $100, Kenny.
Oh, and throw in Gerda, too.
Don't care about Gerda.
I'm talking about Gerda, the German supermodel.
Not the one with the zipper problems. The one that when she unzips her top, she can't zip it back up.
The same one. She's a great water skier. Hi, you're on the air.
Gerda just doesn't do it for me.
You're on the air.
You can describe her zipper problems all night. My mind will wander.
She's bigger than her zipper problems. What's your name, caller?
Peter.
Okay, Peter.
Peter, you love the show.
On your mark.
Hold on, I'm writing Peter's name down.
Okay, you're done writing his name
Peter,
down.
I assume it's spelled the way it sounds.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the first letter, P, is capitalized, but the others are... Subsequent letters are lowercase.
That would be fine.
Are you trying to run out the clock for Julie or something? Is that your daughter, Julie?
Is it my daughter, Julie? Was that Julie?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was your daughter, Julie.
Wait, sitting on this guy's lap at some club?
You didn't recognize her voice?
Julie, you come back from Paris this instant.
Okay, who are we talking to? Peter, on your mark, get set, and go.
Okay, this is a story about a family vacation from when I was a kid. And at the end, it has my dad rescuing me from Vincent Price. So, my dad was an architect.
Good opening.
And he had a project in Hawaii that he had designed, and it was under construction. So, I'm going to go look at it. We'll take the family and have a vacation over there. Yeah. So, you know, it all starts out just a normal Hawaii vacation, going to the beach. About the third day, my brothers and I went with my dad to the construction site.
Yeah.
And my younger brother found this little...
Hurry up to get to Vincent Price.
Tiki-like idol. Uh-huh. And afterwards, we look back on it, but all this crazy stuff started happening. Like, I threw a pillow at my brother in the hotel room, and it just...
He dangled Vincent Price.
Yeah, good move with the Vincent Price.
He dangled it. He dangled it like a tempting ice cream cone.
Yeah.
But he couldn't get there fast enough.
And I was going to cut out the dog part.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, you mean the dogs getting stuck together?
The three-way.
A three-way we'd sort of.
Well, Peter, good effort.
It was only two.
Peter, you did really well. You hit 55 seconds. Nothing to sneeze at.
And on behalf of Vincent Price, I apologize. If I traumatized you as a youth.
I wonder what happened.
Well.
Think Vincent Price tried to molest him or something?
Well, I don't know, but the price was too steep. The price you pay to get to the Vincent Price anecdote was too steep.
Was Vincent Price in the sauna and in the hotel, you know, spa or
doesn't
something?
Doesn't matter. It's not worth the trip.
Sitting in there with his towel?
It ain't worth the journey.
I want to know.
Well, you would judge this differently. Am I more or less hitting the buzzer when you would have hit the buzzer, more or less?
Yeah, pretty close. But by the time he got to the pillow fight, I was done. What the hell happened to Vincent Price? The man who had the first cinematic LSD trip ever.
The first cinematic? What does that mean?
The first LSD trip on screen in a movie.
What are you talking about? In what movie?
In The Tingler. Like you didn't know.
He dropped acid in that movie?
Yeah. It's the first feature film portrayal of an LSD trip.
Circa what year, 66?
No, way before 66. The Tingler came out in the late 50s, I think. I think like 58 or something. The Tingler, come on!
I don't know that movie.
You don't know it? No. Oh, it's the best. It's got an LSD scene.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, hang on.
It's got an LSD scene.
On your mark,
it's got an LSD scene.
Well, the first LSD scene.
How are your kids doing? Are they doing okay? Yeah, are they well adjusted?
They're doing great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, kid, let's watch The Tingler again. We'll just fast forward to the LSD scene.
Oh, it's one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Is The Tingler a serial killer?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. You want me to tell you what The Tingler is?
I don't know. Do I?
I would ruin it for you.
It's the stupidest name for a serial killer.
The Tingler?
It doesn't sound scary at all.
It's a microscopic animal that lives on your spine. But you know what makes it get bigger and bigger and bigger?
LSD.
No, fear. It grows from fear.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
What's your name, caller?
Okay, you got me. And you told it like it was a 45-second trailer. Coming next week, The Tingler, to this theater.
What's your name, caller?
Jim.
Jim, hi. Ready? On your mark.
Wait, hold on. I'm writing down the word Jim.
Yeah, you did it already. Every time you say, hold on, Ken.
Okay, Jim, we're ready with your story. Jim, you love the show.
Love the show.
Oh, okay. That means the world to
us. The number to beat is 66 seconds held by Julie. On your mark, get set, and go.
Okay, this is the story how I ended up in jail after running across the court during a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. So, there I was with a couple buddies at the Knicks game. I was pledging a fraternity at the time, and the guy in the frat said, hey, you have the night off if you run across the court. And I was like, no way, come on. That sounds like a pretty good deal, though. So you know what? I'm going to scope out security. And as soon as the one security guard walked away from the court, I walked down nonchalant like I had seats on the floor, and I ran basket to basket. Dwight Howard was taking a foul shot, and they didn't notice me until I got to the other end of the court. They started blowing the whistle. I made it up to the stands. I kept running up the stands. I had no exit plan at this point, so as far as I could get was good. So eventually,
not a bad story.
Not terrible.
But it clearly had nowhere else to build to.
Right. We were past the peak.
Right, and I figured.
But Jim,
everything else is anticlimactic.
Good story, and you hit 56 seconds. Which
was there a way he could have sustained that story for longer?
Yeah, a bloody Leonardo DiCaprio.
Three dogs going at it at the foul line.
In center court.
I tried to bribe security with my PBA card, and they said it's too late for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Good job, though. Wow, 66 seconds is the time to beat, and only another few minutes.
Do you have a PDA card in your wallet?
I don't know. Policeman's Detective Association?
Well, it's like if you have a friend who's a cop, they hand you these cards.
Oh, PBA.
Yeah, PBA. They give you a card.
Right, I used to have one of those.
And you're supposed to flash it when you get pulled over.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And the cop got very angry at me.
Yeah, exactly.
But... He let me go.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he, like, really acted like I was doing something horrible by flashing him the PBA card.
I did that, and he shot me in the calf.
Well, you're lucky it was only the calf.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, he could have shot you in the thigh. Would have been much worse.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Kenny. Well, you want to just recap?
Hi, you're on the air.
You want to keep going?
This is the one final contestant. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who's this?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for calling. You love
the
show.
All right, Katie. We're running out of time, so I'm going to give you a warning.
Hold on. I'm writing down Katie.
Right. Katie, on your
Katie
mark.
With a K?
Yeah.
And then an A, of course.
Yeah.
And then it goes without saying T.
Katie, on your mark.
Hold on. And then is it I-E then?
Yes.
Just one E at the end?
Why are you running out the clock
so
for
three
Julie?
E's.
Okay. Okay, Katie. You love the show.
Katie. On your mark,
WFMU.
Go with God, Katie.
On your mark, get set, go.
WFMU.
All right, so I went on vacation with my dad and my boyfriend to Vermont. My dad loves skiing. So we get up there, and he's a pretty old-fashioned guy, so it was kind of cool that he took us. So we get there, and we had a great day of skiing and everything. And that night, we had one bedroom, and it was one queen and a bunk bed style bed. So I sleep in the top bunk, my boyfriend's in the bottom bunk. And, you know, my dad falls asleep, and my boyfriend and me are talking to each other. And he stands up, and he's hanging on to the side of the banister. We're trying to be sneaky talking. And the banister breaks, and he falls back and lands on my dad. And woke up my dad, and, got in trouble.
Good story. Good story, but I felt there was nowhere else to go after that.
Very good story, Katie.
And you and your boyfriend, you got married and you're living happily ever after. You have three kids now, don't you?
Two.
Yeah. There it is. I love that story. Well, you can always laugh and tell your kids that story someday and share a big family laugh.
All because of the broken banister. Good story, Katie.
Yeah, it was awkward.
It was awkward. It was a funny and awkward story. That has everything.
So it looks like Julie is our winner.
Can we replay Julie's story, the winning story?
Nope.
You can't find it?
Nope.
You didn't record this show?
We're being recorded right now, but the recording is not yet available.
Well, why can't you just rewind it to that moment?
Because I don't have access to it.
What do you remember about the winning story?
That it involved a club.
She's in Paris. I'll tell you everything I can remember.
She's in Paris, the bouncer.
She's in Paris with her friend.
Right.
Going to a club. What's the first thing that happened?
They couldn't get in.
No.
Bouncer
didn't. No, she didn't have a dress that she was proud of.
Right.
She didn't wear her favorite. She couldn't find a dress she liked.
Oh, yeah, body image issues.
Right. She went to the club anyway.
Right.
Then what?
Oh, very mean bouncer at the
door. Bouncer wouldn't let her in. No, nope. Bouncer opened the door a crack.
Looked at her
and said no.
Said no. Right. No.
Exactly.
He said no in French.
Julie wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And
closed
then what happened?
The door. He closed the door.
She was disappointed.
They're standing outside.
Crestfallen. Then what happened?
A bloody body.
No, and her friend. She has another friend. Door opened up. Her other friend came flying out.
Bloody.
Bloody, injured.
Yeah.
But that friend got them all in.
Yeah.
Now they're in, and where does she go? She sits on what?
She sits on somebody's
lap. Older guy's lap.
She's like a bottle girl all
of
a sudden.
Yeah, and he's prying her with the champagne.
Yeah.
This is a story,
then
kids.
She notices Leonardo DiCaprio's in the club.
Yeah, she goes up to Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's got three dogs with him.
No, now you're embellishing the story. You don't need to embellish this story. Julie's story had everything, something for everyone. Kids, that's the gold standard.
All right, Julie, email me, ken@wfmu.org, and I will hook you up with Andy's...
Yeah, we'll get you $100.
...bank account.
Congratulations.
And we ask you that you only take $100 out of Andy's bank
Congratulations
account.
Congratulations to all our contestants. They were all wonderful, weren't they, Ken?
Yeah, they really were.
Kevin, Pam, Lawrence, Casey, Moses, Paul, James.
Wow, listen to you.
Sasha, Richard, Kim, John, Junior, Peter, Jim, and little Katie at the end.
And thank you to everybody who's pledged to our imaginary fundraiser this month. You can still do so at WFMU.org, right there on the homepage or the playlist page. It's your last chance to get the 7-second delay COVID mask.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that is a great
full color, rated N26.
Right, it'll beat that little bug.
Right, N26.
Stop that little bug dead.
It will stop 26% of airborne pathogens, giving you a fighting chance.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Your new bro romance, Jeremiah. You
yes,
were bragging
sir.
On him
yep.
before the show.
Love that, Jeremiah.
And who else do we have to thank?
That's it.
And maybe you want to thank me.
Richard Thompson.
Yeah, maybe me.
Evan Cutler.
Drove an hour here.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Thank you for dragging your ass out here every
yeah,
week.
You're welcome.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City.
They pay you in T-shirts. That's how they pay you.
In Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Do that again. Do 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 bom. Oh God, loving in a blubber lover. All right, a heaven in a heaven lover. I love loving in a blubber lover. All right, a ring a jiggy hubba lover. All out the mail, jiggy lover. Bend down the truck like a wonder lover. I love a zipping in a hubba lover. All right, a ring a jiggy blubber lover. I love a woody woody packer packer. Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat. Do 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 bom.
Gow gow, lovin' in a blubber lubber. Love ride a hibba dubba zibba dubba. Oh, love the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a one a dubba record maker. Oh, love the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a woody woody slubber dubba. Oh, love the mail, take a lubber hubber. He ride a hibba in a hubba lubber. I love the something that a jigger want.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bom. Gow gow, lovin' in a blubber lubber. I love the sun that a lubber do. He ride a truck a lubber lubber do. I love the thunder bus of a dibble. All out the mail took a lubber hubber. He ride a one a dibble lubber lubber. All out the mail took a lubber hubber. Been down a lovin' in a lubber do. He ride a slipper to hubber do lubber.
The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bom. Cow cow, lovin' in a blubber lubber. All right, a ricky jiggy hubba lubber. All out a wonder zipper do. He ride a livin' in a hubba lubber. All right, a hubba in a wonder. He ride a one a dubber rugga rugga. All out a mail jiggy lubber hubba. Bring down a wonder zipper do. He ride a hubba in a gun dubber.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom. Cow cow, ooh.